We're glad you can join us for today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Our reading is titled, Turning from Conflict, and it was written by Patricia Raven. In his graveside tribute to a famous Dutch scientist, Albert Einstein didn't mention their scientific disputes. Instead, he recalled the never-failing kindness of Hendrik A. Lawrence, a beloved physicist known for his easy manner and fair treatment of others. Everyone followed him gladly, Einstein said, for they felt he never set out to dominate, but always simply to be of use. Lawrence inspired scientists to put aside political prejudice and work together, especially after World War I. Even before the war was over, Einstein said of his fellow Nobel Prize winner, Lawrence devoted himself to the work of reconciliation. Working for reconciliation should be the goal of everyone in the church as well. True, some conflict is inevitable, yet we must do our part to work for peaceful resolutions. Paul wrote in Ephesians 4, Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. To grow together, the apostle advised, Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Finally, said Paul, Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Turning from conflict whenever we are able helps build God's church. In this, indeed, we honor Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 32. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Let's pray. God, help us to be people of peace and harmony. Bitterness, anger, and violence are never the solutions to conflict. Let us get along with one another and resolve our differences with one another amicably. As you have forgiven us, God, help us also to forgive others. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.